Shrill noise alert, you guys. Recognize that sound? It was the sound that woke most of us from our beautiful dreams every morning. It was the sound that convinced our stomachs that the wait was about to get over, and the sound that promised a delicious meal. Fun fact, it was invented in 1679 by a French physicist, and almost 400 years later, it is extinct in most parts of the world, but the good old pressure cooker is still an inseparable part of the Desi kitchen. My name is Isha, and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. It's risky, it's dangerous, it's complex, and it uses strange laws of physics. It could even be rocket science, I don't know. It's heavy, bulky, and confusing. But it is something no Desi household can do without. We've all grown up with pressure cookers in our kitchens, and whether we live in India or have been abroad for a couple of generations, whether we are deep-rooted in the Desi culture or have lost touch with it, the pressure cooker is going to be there in the kitchens of everyone who even has a drop of Desiness in them. And every one of us has a different memory, a different story with the pressure cooker. For some of us, it was the one gadget they packed in their suitcases before leaving India to explore life abroad. For some, it was the first gadget they learned how to master in the kitchen. For some, it was one of the gifts their mother carefully packed as a part of the wedding dowry. And for some, it is the road to every recipe from their grandmother's kitchen. The pressure cooker is not just a kitchen gadget or a utensil. It is a statement on the heritage of our cuisine. It says the story of generations gone by in the kitchen, and it is a symbol of something which is very unique to our culture. If you go to think of it, the pressure cookers are one of the largest kept secrets of our Desi cuisine. If anyone from another culture was to hear us Desis give out our recipes, they would feel like we're talking to each other in some deep, dark secret code. Our recipe conversations often define heat and the duration of the cooking in the number of whistles. They'll say, cook something for 2 whistles or cook something for 1 whistle and then let it cook on low without the whistle. Like, what does that even mean? It's all gibberish to someone who doesn't work with pressure cookers. And even the dictionary does not explain what whistle cooking really means. Come on, guys. In all the houses that I have moved to, I've had roommates from all over the world. And for someone who is not used to explosions in the kitchen every time they're cooking, it has always taken my roommates some getting used to my pressure cookers. The first few weeks, the cooker always startles them. But then they get used to it, and then they warm up to the idea of pressure cookers because they know that every whistle is going to fill the tiny little apartment with a yummy, warm, fuzzy, inviting fragrance. I know it might sound like I'm writing a love letter to the pressure cooker, but I kind of am. Like every Desi person, I do have a unique relationship with my cooker. Every time I start packing my life into a suitcase for yet another move, the only thing from my kitchen that finds a place in my suitcase is a pressure cooker. That's how it was the first time I packed my bags to move out of Mumbai. My mom carefully filled the empty pressure cooker with laddus so that they wouldn't crumble. On top of the laddus, she placed small items like safety pins and clips and stationery. She said, I'm keeping it all inside, so it's easy for you to unpack and keep these small things carefully. She trusted that cooker to look after all the things that were necessary. With every move that has followed in the past decade or so, A lot has changed, but I still continue to carry that pressure cooker with me every time I move to a new place, and I still continue trusting it. If you go to look at it, it is nothing but yet another lovely kitchen invention which keeps the cooking time to a minimum and helps prepare yummy meals quickly. Considering that our desi meals usually consist of multiple items on one thali, the pressure cooker comes handy when streamlining the entire complex procedure of cooking desi home meals. But it's not just that. It's the stories associated with this gadget that are special. I remember back in the early 90s when there was no YouTube or 3G internet or any instant media available at the click of your fingers. My mom then used to read a lot of magazines to get her recipe ideas and inspirations. A week before my 4th birthday, she tore this recipe which had come in the latest edition of this magazine. She folded it carefully and placed it under the mattress to make sure it wasn't torn or lost. That year, she baked me my first ever cake, and she did that using the pressure cooker as an oven. It was a genius invention, and she wore a smile on her face all day because she was actually able to bake her girl a cake without having any advanced equipment for it. I was too young then, but I still remember moments from my mom's kitchen that day where she was carefully following every procedure in the recipe. It was all made possible due to that pressure cooker. I still remember my first time helping my mom in the kitchen, and she explained the perfect way to open and close the pressure cooker by following the arrows. My grandmother's recipes are still written down in my diaries with instructions that mention the number of whistles, and that is probably how they will remain in my family for the coming generations. That's why I don't really care if it's a health hazard or if it feels like a scary rocket science experiment which could explode on me anytime. The pressure cooker is a part of the inheritance of my culture, and it will continue finding a space for itself in my life, my kitchen, and my suitcase every time I move. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Savan, Spotify, CastBox, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes or CastBox. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.